B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Right, we are less than 10 minutes away from paying your bills, $1,000. In fact, in about 5 minutes, you're going to get that code word. Back in November, we did something called Lie Detector Week. It's where we were actually strapped to a real polygraph machine. Now, each person had a gazillion questions, and we only answered 10 of them. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've taken the leftover questions from the polygraph machine. And we've allowed you, the radio family, to go online at kiss951.com and vote on what questions should be asked. Loren was randomly drawn this morning, and she's up first for Truth or Taser. You must answer the questions. If you don't want to answer the question, you get tased.
Okay, I'm so nervous. And we just got a text message that said, I hope you guys brought a change of clothes because tasers sometimes make you lose control of yourself.
Oh, wow.
Mind you, I have a meeting with my kid's teacher at like 10 o'clock.
With a urine stain. Hey, let everyone know that we're not going to tase the person to the ground till they're unconscious. Right. You're going to just take a hit with the taser that we got, that producer Nicole has
but
in her hand.
But I am a first-time taser.
Oh, well, don't be aggressive.
Okay.
Remember, you're not taking out an attacker. Yeah. It's Lorraine. Okay.
And I'm a first-time tasee. Lorraine,
if you swing.
No, I will say, we tested the taser off the air. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's
allegedly.
Yeah. The boys take
it. It's an electric shock.
I mean,
all.
I put it at my butt where there's the most fat, so.
Did you say up?
No, I put it, I did. I tased my butt. At my butt.
He doesn't enunciate.
All right.
All right. Truth or taser? Nicole's going to ask Loren the questions. You either answer truthfully or you face the taser.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Luckily, my husband is out of town, so.
Good. If you want to watch this, you can watch it on the KISS 95.1 Facebook page as well. We're live there. Nicole, moderate.
All Go right. Ahead. Question number one. This is the question that got the most votes. Are you jealous of your mom's carefree lifestyle?
Okay. I'll answer that.
Well, first, tell everyone what your mom does.
So, my mom is a bartender and lives on the beach in Fort Lauderdale and just kind of does whatever she wants now. But she was a really young mom and had me at 18. So, she didn't get her adolescence years when she should have. And now she's living them out. Now in her 50s. And I have to say, I am slightly jealous. I will admit that. Because she can just get up and go and kind of do whatever she wants. And it's, you know, a cash business. So it's money right in her pocket.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd say I'm slightly jealous of mom.
Okay. Do you tell her that?
No. I tell her that I'm proud of her because I am proud of her because she didn't get that opportunity then. And I think everyone should have it at some point in their life, no matter when it is. But it does make me slightly jealous now, especially with baby Cash, because I'm a little bit more held back at home than I was before I had kids.
Does she rub it in at all?
No, she's really good about not rubbing it.
All right.
I think we know who asked that question.
You.
Yeah, clearly you.
Maybe.
God, you have 17 follow-ups. By the way, that was the question. I was like, really? People voted for
I know. That I didn't think.
I like that question. That's because, you know, how many people would ever tell their mom?
There were three on there that I was like, ooh, I could get in trouble for
answering
these.
What's the second question? The red don't answer, but what's the second question?
Have you wrecked a vehicle and tried to hide it from your husband?
Ooh.
And if so, how many?
Okay. Let's get the answer to that. Will she answer it? Will she be tasered? Also, will you get $1,000 with pay your bills? That's all coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You still got some time to put that code word in at kiss951.com or on the KISS 95.1 app to get your $1,000 as we pay your bills. And everyone who submits online does indeed get the is in the running for $10,000. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is Truth or Taser. Loren has been randomly selected up first. You must answer the question or face the taser.
Yes. We put questions online that were left over from our lie detector, and people got to vote on them. I've already answered, are you jealous of your mom's carefree lifestyle?
And I think you said yes. You gave a roundabout answer, but sounds
no,
like...
No, I said yes. I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. All right.
Are you ready for the next question? Okay. Have you wrecked a vehicle and tried to hide that from your husband? And if you have, how many?
How many?
How about, because you know she's wrecked more than one.
Well, see what had happened was. no, so I have wrecked every car I've ever owned, but I've only hidden one. I don't even know if I can call it a fender bender from him, but for some reason, and I can't remember why, I took his truck to Uptown, and he's got like a huge GMC Sierra Denali that's like an extended cab. It's enormous. There's no reason I should be driving this truck. And I took it to the Epicenter, and on my way out of the Epicenter, I was trying to go around a turn to get to the little gates, and I scuffed the side of the wall. So the mirror had a huge white mark on it. And yeah. Those mirrors are really big.
And his truck's black.
And he had just gotten this truck, y'all. I was like, I can't go home. I have to leave town. I'm running away. Maybe I can liquidate our accounts. I have an escape plan at this point. So I pull into Harris Teeter and I go inside to see like what I can get this off the truck. Because I don't know if it's just a mark at this point or if it's like in the truck.
Okay.
I got magic erasers and it took me 2.5 hours to get the full scuff off. But don't you know I did it? And
wow.
He does not know to
Still
this
today.
Day. Does not know.
Wow. He knows about the Jeep?
What about the Jeep?
The thing because you hit your Jeep.
Yeah, here.
There's a snail on the Jeep.
No, you gotta be honest.
No, I know. He does know about the Jeep. I had to go home and immediately tell him that.
Okay.
Because I was afraid that he would see it sitting in the driveway.
How many cars? See, this isn't fair because Dallas isn't in town right now, so she's answering.
Oh, he's still going to listen.
There's
his friends rat me out all the time.
I want you to take the taser so bad. How many cars would you say you've owned in your life?
Six.
And how many have you wrecked?
Seven.
That's good.
All right, let's get to question number three, the final question in Truth or Taser right here on the MRL show.
All right, the third and final question, Lauren. How much money is in your hidden account?
No! That was the one question I didn't think I was going to answer.
Now, if you answer it, you can tell us, but you got to be honest.
Yep.
And if you don't answer it, you face the consequences, which is the taser.
And by the way, if you answer this question, I want you to pull up the secret account so I can verify.
So you have a secret bank account.
I do.
What do you call it?
I call it the wifey account, but it's just an emergency backup, and it's what I like to make purchases out of I don't want Dallas to know.
Does he know the account exists?
He knows it exists. He does not know how much is in it.
Well, I can't wait till we send him this audio.
Would he be surprised to know the number?
Yes.
All right, so tell us.
I'm not answering it.
Really?
I'm taking the taser.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't tell us?
No.
It must be a good amount hiding that he has no clue.
Especially if it's worth the taser.
It's worth the taser.
Oh, nice. All right, producer Nicole, where are you going to take the taser hit, Loren, and treat the taser?
I think I'll take it in my leg.
Okay.
Like your thigh?
Yeah,
I don't want to do this to you, Loren.
Okay,
like,
you can watch this side. On the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Nicole going in for the taser.
Can you do me a favor, Manny? Can you just keep your finger on the dump button? Because I don't know what's going
to
come out of my
mouth.
Same,
because I'm really close to her elbow.
Well, you're not going to get shot.
Oh, she's nervous I'm going to swing on her, which is a possibility.
Yeah.
Your last chance to answer.
You
want to
tell us how much money is in your hidden account?
No, I'll take the taser.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Dallas, when you hear this, it has to be a lot.
Yes, I want to know bad.
Or there's nothing in it.
Or there's nothing. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe she wants him to think. All right, truth or taser, how you feeling, Loren?
So nervous.
I'm nervous.
So nervous.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Are we going to do a countdown?
Oh.
No.
Whatever you want.
That sounds more... Don't.
All right, Lynn. Tell me when.
Oh, my God. No, you got to do it because I can't... Wait.
Stop moving away from
it. I know, but just wait. We have to talk this out for a second.
What do you want to talk about?
What do I talk about? I just need to know if you're going to count or just do it.
You tell me. I asked if you wanted to count. You said no.
I don't want to count. I want you to count.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to count up or count down?
Come on.
From 1 to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
1 to 100.
1. 2. 3.
Oh, God. She's on the ground. How was that? Did it hurt?
Yes.
That was barely a tase. I thought we...
Thank God she didn't hold it on because it goes right through your leg.
You're crying. What?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Why isn't Nicole doing this too?
By the way.
Oh my gosh. Give me that thing.
No! No! No!
I thought, do you know what I think this is? I think it's like it was more scary
no.
than the pain.
I told you, we took it last week to try it. It shocks you down your leg, then it goes away.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily go away, but I think it's the adrenaline too.
You're like crying.
I know.
What's going on with this? Both Mania has already taken a hit.
I refuse to take that. I only wanted to feel that once. That is enough. That is enough.
Wow, what a monumental moment on the show. Would not tell us how much is in her secret bank account, so she takes the taser hit instead.
By the way,
delivered by Nicole.
I so wanted you guys to vote for, does she stay late at work and tell her husband? What was the question? How was it worded?
Have you ever lied and stayed late at work?
Yeah, so have you ever said you were working late when in fact you weren't? I want you guys to vote for that because I know the truth of that, and she just did it Friday.
Would you have told us or would you have gotten tased?
I would have told you.
Okay.
Yeah, because she got caught Friday.
I did get caught. I got busted.
Got it, huh? Yeah. She stays late, y'all, watches TV.
I watched a whole season of Jack Ryan. Yeah. The last week, I tried to make a massage for Friday, and my husband logged in to my son's iPad, and I get emails there, and he saw I had a confirmation for a massage, and he texted me, I know you didn't try to secret squirrel a massage at 12 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. That's Dallas funny. Thinks like she's pulling in 15 hours a day here.
Wow, amazing. All right, so Truth or Taser is going to continue on Wednesday because tomorrow at this time we're going to have a brand new War of the Roses for you. So Truth or Taser will continue Wednesday. Roy still has to go. I have to go. Yep. We'll try and do both of us Wednesday starting at 7:50.
Good luck, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.